This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. When production is running slow, it's hard to know where problems originate. Is it your application code, users, or the underlying systems? I've got $5 on DNS, personally. Why scroll through endless dashboards while dealing with alert floods, going from tool to tool to tool that you employ, guessing at which puzzle pieces matter? Context switching and tool sprawl are slowly killing both your team and your business. You should care more about one of those than the other. Which one is up to you? Drop the separate pillars and enter a world of getting one unified understanding of the one thing driving your business, production. With Honeycomb, you guess less and know more. Try it for free at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. Observability, it's more than just hipster monitoring. Hello and welcome to the Last Week in AWS Security Edition. Some InfoSec community drama has flared up in the last week or so that I'm pointedly ignoring and refusing to fan with additional oxygen. But this is fundamentally why I left the InfoSec community long ago. There's so much toxicity in that community that I just don't view as redeemable at the moment. I do hope for a better tomorrow. Until then, we'll always have Last Week in AWS Security Edition. Let's get to it. This one is hot off the presses from this week. Reports circulated on Tuesday that 35,000 GitHub repos had been compromised by malware. GitHub Security issued a response within 24 hours showing what their findings indicate and clarifying the situation. More like this, please, because that was an awesome level of transparency and turnaround. AWS had a couple of announcements. Scale your workforce access management with AWS IAM Access Identity Center, previously known as AWS SSO. Now, not to bury the lead here, but AWS SSO is being renamed as AWS IAM Access Identity Center, or expanded as Amazon Web Services Identity and Access Management Identity Center. That is a full title that is so lengthy that it does not fit in a haiku. As I understand this change, nothing is changing for existing customers. It's just the name.
This episode is sponsored in part by LaunchDarkly. Take a look at what it takes to get your code into production. I'm going to just guess that it's awful because it's always awful. No one loves their deployment process. What if launching new features didn't require you to do a full-on code and possibly infrastructure deploy? What if you could test on a small subset of users and then roll it back immediately if results aren't what you expect? LaunchDarkly does exactly this. To learn more, visit launchdarkly.com and tell them Corey sent you and watch for the wince.
And welcoming the AWS Customer Incident Response Team. Surprisingly, having the Customer Incident Response Team to investigate security incidents does not require the customer to have a paid support plan with AWS. I like this very much. I wonder how long it's going to be until they expand their remit to billing disasters. And over in the land of security tooling this week, IAM Live, IAM, L-I-V-E, generates IAM policies from AWS calls by monitoring what you're doing client-side. It's basically what I wish that IAM Access Manager did out of the box. More like this, please. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.